Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Hindi biro ang makaranas ng ilang buwan na naka-lockdown. Ibig sabihin, limitado ang galaw o kaya talagang hindi nakakalabas. Dagdag pasanin pa ang pressure o nararamdamang takot na baka mahawaan ng coronavirus, lalo na ang Delta variant. Ayon kay Tamara Cavenet, na isang clinical psychologist at kasalukuyang presidente ng Australian Psychology Society, halos lahat ng mga tao sa bansa ay apektado ng pandemya.
When they're in lockdowns, we're hearing lots of issues around fear of the illness themselves, fear of the impact on families, concerns about the health system, its capacity to manage what's happening, and then also the impact on their day-to-day lives, what they're doing, where they're going, all of the restrictions, and then, of course, a lot of online fatigue. And then for those who aren't in lockdown, it's still the uncertainty around what all this means for the future. So a lot of people have had travel plans, career plans interrupted and changed as a result of this. It's had far-reaching effects.
Ang volunteer speaker ng Beyond Blue na si Cecil C. ay dating nakaranas ng matinding depresyon at nakarecover lang matapos sumailalim sa psychotherapy. Kaya ngayong may pandemya at nakatira pa siya sa Parramatta na isa sa mga hotspot local government areas of concern dahil sa daming tinamaan ng virus, sinabi niyang kaya niyang i-manage ang kanyang emosyon pero meron daw talagang pagkakataon na nababahala siya sa kanyang nararamdaman.
I think it's very important to recognize that we're just humans, right? I feel like sometimes I put this additional pressure on myself to be okay. And that shouldn't be the case. And I have to understand, be aware of what I'm feeling. And especially as I live in one of those LGAs of concern. The lockdown in Sydney has been extended, I think, 3 times now. And so there was at one point that I was getting excited about the lockdown ending and then it got extended. So there are definitely days when it's a bit more challenging.
At ang matindi niyang ginawa ngayong may lockdown sa Greater Sydney ay hindi umalis ng bahay sa loob ng 2 linggo sa takot na mahawaan ng virus.
There was one time actually that I stopped going outside and I love going outside. I used to go to the park almost every day and at one point I stopped going outside. I didn't even want to go to the shops. I think it's because of that fear of, you know, people are talking about like all these increases in the COVID cases. I just started getting paranoid and obviously that wasn't helpful and I have to at least being brave enough to go to the park. So for me, going to the park was, it was just a release as well.
Dagdag ni Dr. Cavenet, isa sa mga epekto ng pandemya ay nagiging addict ang tao sa pagsubaybay sa balita o kaya sa social media tungkol sa virus. At sabi ng doktor, ang ganitong reaksyon ay mas nagpapabigat o nagpapalala sa nararamdamang takot.
One thing that I really think that people should consider is how their use of the news is, whether it's helpful or unhelpful. So look at whether it's making you more anxious or lowering your mood and how many hours that you are actually spending checking in on news. The other element is considering the use of social media. So the big thing that I would tell anyone is look at how what you're doing is impacting you. If it's getting too much and getting you down, then consider disconnecting from some of those devices for a little bit of time to give yourself some mental space.
Kaya sabi ng lead clinical advisor ng Beyond Blue na si Dr. Grant Blasky, dapat nakatuon ang isang tao sa kung ano ang kaya niyang i-control.
Focus on what you control. What are the things in your life that you can actually control? Try and keep a bit of routine, exercise, getting enough sleep, looking after your relationships. Make sure that you're booking in regular web chats or phone calls with family or friends. That we wake up in the morning and you go, okay, how good can we make today? I think structure is really important. 11 a.m., I'm going to go for a walk. 12 o'clock, I'm going to ring my mother. So it has a sort of a flow to it rather than just open-ended.
Bilang isang GP o doktor ng mahabang panahon, sabi ni Dr. Blasky, importante din ang tinatawag na preventive health check. Dapat ding intindihin ng bawat isa na napakahalaga na ihiwalay ang oras sa trabaho at oras sa sarili o pamilya ngayong naka-work from home.
With work and home boundaries, many people are working from home, which is fine, but the risk is that it can become like you're living at work, so that the work keeps creeping into your life with emails and you never feel like you're off the hook. What I like to do and I recommend is that you create a very explicit boundary about when is work and when is home life.
Dagdag abiso ni Dr. Cavenet, importante ang pag-ehersisyo o exercise ngayong may lockdown, hindi lang para sa physical, kung hindi, makakabuti din ito sa mental health.
We do know that exercise has huge implications for mental health, and it's one of those things you'd kind of want to keep going, or if you haven't done before, start up. So look at new ways that you can exercise and participate. Look at how your mind works when it exercises, what makes it feel good, what it enjoys. Going for walks, runs, movement is one of those things that you really want to keep because it's your connection to the way things work, but it's also the fact that it can be really helpful for maintaining endorphins and just improving overall mental health.
Ang professor ng medicine sa University of Melbourne at author ng bago lang na inilabas na libro na may pamagat na Secrets of Women's Healthy Aging na si Dr. Cassandra Zok ay nagsabing ang araw-araw na pag-ehersisyo ay makakabuti sa kalusugan at buong katauhan ng isang tao.
In 30 years of our research, whilst we were expecting the intense exercises, gyms and swimming and these kind of structured exercise to do better, interestingly, over 30 years, we found the people that did the best were people who did activity 7 days a week. And it did not have to necessarily be intense activity. A person who walked every day for 45 minutes to an hour did just as well as long as they were doing it 7 days a week. So don't stress if you're not getting that intense exercise you used to, but just keep active every day.
Isa din sa mungkahi ni Dr. Blaschke, dapat bigyan ng atensyon ngayong may pandemya at naka-lockdown ay ang diet o ang pagkain ng masustansya.
In a way, the psychology in our mind says, okay, I am being really restricted. Where can I get some pleasures? So that means it's very easy to overeat. Or some people are drinking a lot of alcohol at the moment as well. You know, while we are all a bit stressed, make it easy for yourself to make good decisions. Don't leave unhealthy food sitting around. Just try not to even have them in the house. By the time you're hungry or feeling stressed, it's almost too late.
Sabi din ni Cecil C., dahil sa pandemya, natuto siyang bigyan ng halaga ang mga importanteng bagay sa isang tao na dati binabaliwala lang niya, gaya ng pakikipag-usap sa kaibigan sa telepono o kaya panunood ng movie. Ito din umano ang nagbigay ng daan para makilala niya ng lubos ang mga taong kahit nakakasama niya ay hindi niya pinapansin noon.
I used to go to the gym regularly and there were a lot of people in the gym that I never got to talk to. During the lockdown, because everyone is forced to do the online classes, and now you see their faces and their names, I feel like I actually got closer to some people through the lockdown. I found out what they do for jobs. I never used to know all of these things, and you get to know their names, their faces.
Simulat sa pool, si Mrs. C ay regular na nag-i-ehersisyo. Ngayon, nadagdagan ang kanyang hilig sa pagpipinta. Kaya para sa kanya, ang pandemya ay nagbigay sa kanya ng bagong pagkakaabalahan na makakabuti sa kanyang sarili at buong katauhan. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Ziara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.